The cover of next week's New Yorker magazine is an illustration of President Trump in a sailboat blowing into a sail. Oh, wait, that's actually a white KKK hood. There are actually three KKKs. The first in the 1800s fought post-Civil War Reconstruction. The second, 1915 through the 1920s, despised African Americans, Catholics, and Jews, violently opposed immigration of Italians and Polish people. The current KKK came after World War II and murderously opposed civil rights. Univision sent anchor Ilya Calderon, who is black and Hispanic, to a scheduled interview with KKK leader Christopher Barker, Imperial Wizard of the Loyal White Knights, at his home in North Carolina, the first black there. She was not welcomed.
Yahweh himself says, we will chase you out of here, and it's going to be a thorn.
Are you going to chase me out of here?
No, we're going to burn you out.
Are you going to burn me out? How are you going to do it? How are you going to do with 11 million immigrants?
Don't matter. Hey, we killed 6 million Jews the last time.
How are you? 11 million is you're telling me that you're going to burn me.
Yeah.
Univision's Ilya Calderon joins us now from Miami. Ilya, Barker and his wife were wearing T-shirts with Klan insignia, badges. He called you the N-word, a mongrel. He said you were inferior to him, threatened to kill you, we just heard. Were you afraid?
For moments, we were afraid. We were upset. We don't think that hate speech is necessary to explain your beliefs. And, of course, we were afraid. We were in his property, and he was threatening me. To kill me like they did with 6 million Jews in the past century.
Yeah, so in other words, he was also saying he was a Nazi. But he and his wife claimed that they're not members of a hate group. Let's listen.
No, we don't call them names. We tell the Bible what the Bible says. Yahweh, Yahshua the Christ, says I am not allowed to break bread with you or anybody here.
The Bible says that we were all born equal.
Leviticus 19:18 is what you're saying. Love thy neighbor.
Right.
So you're taught this. I'm telling you, Leviticus 19:18, love thy neighbor. It says, love thy neighbor of thy people. My people are white. Your people are black. I'm what I am. You're what you are.
Are you racist?
No. I think everybody deserves the right to live.
Well, that's, of course, completely contradictory because...
Exactly.
You know, this goes to this mythology that these are white nationalists who just want to live separately. He's already said to you that he wants to wipe you out.
Exactly. He wants me to go back to my country. He told me, go back to your country. And then is when he told me that he's going to burn me out. He's going to burn me out of this country. I told him that we are immigrants, that we work for this country. We live here. We're not going anywhere. And that's when he told me he was going to burn me. This hate speech that he denies, he says they are not racist. Of course they are. Yeah. That hate speech that resonates out there and people feel empowered and they feel empowered to kill in the name of hate. And that cannot be happening in this country.
Well, it is. I mean, you report that there are 130 active chapters of the KKK in 22 states. But still, people have been saying to us as we've been hearing voices of, you know, hate groups, why are you giving them a spotlight? They still are a minority. How do you respond to that?
I don't think it's giving them a spot. It's opening eyes. People need to open their eyes. They need to know that those hate groups exist. They are reorganizing, and they are there. In the past century, they used to cover their faces with hoods. Now they show their faces. They are not afraid. They feel empowered. They want to raise their voice higher with that, you know, hate speech. And I volunteer. I hear you saying that Univision sent me, and I wanted to be clear on this, that when we were talking about all these incidents of hate and crimes committed in the name of hate, I volunteered to go.
Because?
And I wanted to go because I don't want to limit my work as a correspondent. I don't think my skin color or my origin as a Hispanic or as an immigrant can limit my work as a journalist, and I wanted to face hate. I wanted to see hate in the eye. I wanted to ask him, why do you hate me for what I represent?
Well, you also got to see what we know about people who feel left out or disenfranchised or who hate. They often feel less than or feel aggrieved. I'm sure it's true in many cases, people feel left behind. They don't have jobs. But I'm betting that in other cases, they're being told that they're aggrieved. And Amanda Barker said this to you.
We want our history preserved and left alone. But they keep taking our stuff away. If you keep taking our stuff away, white people are going to just going to result in violence because they're going to see no other option if the government don't stop.
What did she mean, take our stuff away?
She was talking about jobs and their land because they think that this land belongs to them. And African-Americans should go to Africa and Hispanics, we should go to our countries. So they feel that immigration is stealing their land and their culture. And I think it's that is being afraid and all that hate has the origin in, you know, being afraid of losing something.
Did you ask where they came from?
Yes, of course. I asked them and they assured me that their ancestors were from Scotland. And I said, like, yeah, they were immigrants. And she told me, yes, but centuries ago. And I said, yes, that's what my descendants are going to say about me, because I immigrated to this country and I'm working for a better country, too. So what your ancestors did, I'm doing for my descendants.
That's Univision anchor Ilia Calderon. Her segment, In the Lion's Mouth, her visit to the home of a KKK leader, airs Sunday night. Ilia, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you so much.